By the way, my new fire ass mixtape's dropping next week. My first single is called Your Mama's House.
I want you to put your hands together.
There goes to the neighborhood.
And walking him to the stage, big round of applause.
There goes to the neighborhood.
It looks like he's got some girth.
Veins.
Exactly. Anyway.
Dude.
I feel like I'm wearing a fucking muscle shirt. You know, this shrank a little bit. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to show you my awesome arms. I really am not in my boobies. But hey, but check out the shirts. We have them in the store.
That's right.
The Teespring store. We want to do some more podcast shirts, though. And we were trying to think some ideas besides just the logo.
I was thinking about having some of my scribbles printed out.
That could be something. That could be something.
My little broken over daisy.
Yeah, that'd be cool. I have many of those scribbles. I had some really cool artwork coming out of those scribbles. But we don't really have a catchphrase or anything. We have Fade to Black, which is a Metallica song. I don't even know what happened with that.
Yeah.
So we need some catchphrases or something. I did the Tiger King thing, but nobody bought them. I actually bought one, and I still ain't got it.
No shit.
That's been 6 months.
Speaking of that.
COVID.
We just saw, I hope this is not a hoax, Carol Baskin is going to be Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, my God. I cannot believe that,
you
honestly.
Said we'll probably hear the audience booing.
I'm telling you.
If they have an audience.
If they have an audience. Yeah. There's no way. I'm telling you, that ain't going to last. She's going to be off week one.
I agree.
She's going to get booed, and they're going to have to say, look, you're going to have to boot her ass off. I mean, not that she can dance anyway, but come on, man. Hey, all you cool cats and kittens. Today we're talking about mind fucks.
Today we're talking about and hitchhiking and getting in a truck with old men.
Exactly.
Hey, do they know you have a pool table?
A handful of people do. A handful of people. I do have a pool table now. I wish people could see this room starting to take shape.
It is.
There's things happening. And there's a whole room in there with a pool table now. And there's, I don't know if you noticed, when I switched a poster, John's gone now. I got a poster in there. Different.
I did not.
It was rolled up in the in the corner.
Well, look, you're talking to the guy who didn't notice the clock or the painting downstairs.
After I
fucking said, dude, hang the fucking clock up. As soon as somebody walks in the front door, they'll notice the clock. Exactly. It'll look awesome. I walk in today, there's two things up. I missed it.
And they were switched.
Walk right by it. He's like, Cannon, we're going to do this test. James says you'll notice.
Exactly.
And I walk in.
That's exactly what we
fucking
did.
Word.
No, I had her. She was over here today trying to help. All these boxes that I've had laying around. So I finally got furniture. I still have I always fuck this up. They're not end tables. They're nightstands in a bedroom.
You have.
They're the same thing.
The last couple of weeks, you have
My brain is aggravated.
Every time you try to say
My brain is fucked.
So in a living room, they're an end table.
Yes.
But in a bedroom, they're in nightstand.
Right. And it's
but
the same thing.
I think you can interchange those words.
But I'm just mad because it's one of those brain farts that I keep having.
Right. You do. I've witnessed it three or four times.
God, man. But anyway, so those will be here at the end of September, and then... So now I got a little corner done in there, and I can start putting stuff on the walls. And anyway,
what I like to
it's
do
come together. If, it's happening. I wish people would see the wiring, or lack of wiring.
If they would have seen the before and the after,
yes,
yeah, it's
at the desk.
It's
there.
A marvel. It's like Stonehenge.
it's
as impressive as what I mean.
It was satisfying to do, and I meant to do it, a month ago.
But
so
speaking
anyway.
Of Stonehenge. That's what I do with all my boxes. I don't unpack. I make mazes and
forts.
These fucking nice obelisks out of boxes.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing with all these. I finally got rid of some boxes today, though, so I can't make Stonehenge anymore.
So I think I'm going to learn paper mache and make Easter Island.
Yeah. I saw a thing, speaking of that, just yesterday on because you know how they're a lot deeper. Than they show on the surface of Easter Island, the statues.
I was not that aware of that until recently.
But they showed some people with ropes, like 25 people on each side with ropes of one of these. They made one to replicate one, and they walked it in just timing it right where this wobbling and walked it up the thing, saying that that's how possibly they could have moved it. Anyway,
I don't like them solving this shit.
I don't either.
You know, it's like the behind the curtains with the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, exactly.
Because we grew up, like we've talked about it a lot, we grew up with these library books.
Yes.
Bermuda Triangle, Stonehenge, all the mystery. Easter Island.
The mysteries are gone.
Shit. Yeah.
And we were talking about earlier, the new mysteries, quantum mechanics, that I think is bullshit, but a part of it anyway. But yes. that's what we've been diving into. I'm glad you got into the science thing, because I've been down these rabbit holes for months.
Yeah.
And you started looking at we're outside looking at the stars and planets and shit with that old app. What's that? Stargazer?
Dude.
Starwalker, I think.
And then, okay, yeah, that's a cool story. So we're out there looking at the stars and planets, right?
Standing in the driveway. Just
looking around in his camera, in right. his phone. We make an amateur UFO video.
Yes, we did. We made a hoax video.
We did. That was fun. And then, so I leave. I had to go get Landon. Came right back. By the time I got back, I'm talking T-Rex bones, the moon, the moon's orbit and gravity.
Look.
You have no idea,
Let
man.
Me just say, too, really quick, just for anybody. We were about to do Game of Thrones Part 5, and it's probably going to be the last one, because yeah. I don't think we need two episodes.
Right, but, yeah.
We're going to do it. Let me just go ahead and say it.
A finale,
I think we'll probably, I'd imagine, have just our finale, and that's about it. I don't think we need six episodes.
I don't think so.
So we're
we
going to do that.
We might surprise ourselves, but I doubt it.
Yeah, we could, because we're going to, but again, we watch the thing and go back over to make sure we're checking ourselves, because I don't have like my notes anymore. I moved.
Move, yeah, that affected
So us. I got to watch and remember everything in little details. So we're going to do it. I know it, people ask every video.
Yeah.
So we'll finish it. Maybe we'll go ahead and do that next week, or maybe this Sunday we knock it out and have another one Tuesday or so, whatever. We got to do.
The thing that kills me, though, is they put the pressure on about that episode, like, hurry up and show that one so I can stop watching this stupid podcast.
Well, yeah, that well,
I get that feeling.
Yeah, well, like, I get the like, feeling on
we,
the whole
we've
channel.
We put out a podcast,
yeah.
And it's like, hey, man, this is a cool podcast.
But
and the first comment is like,
every time,
dude, that's cool idea, but what about Game of Thrones? And I'm like, they're dying to quit watching us.
They want to get that last
Game of Thrones fix.
That's the way I feel about the whole damn channel. Because, you know, I mean, I'm not going into all that. But, you know, I mean, I look at that. I can see that. I see what's happening. I get it. You know, you see a video come out. People that watch the video like the videos, comment and like and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
But it just reminds people to go unsubscribe. And they do on the whole actual page.
Yeah.
So subscribe if you're new here, please. We appreciate
it. And
thank you.
I mean, I know what it's like to, you know, all of a sudden not be wanted anymore.
Yeah, same here. Believe me.
I will take this motherfucker off the rails every fucking
that's
time.
That's fine. That's what we do here.
But yeah,
hopefully this thing will, you know, spread and, you know, share it. If you enjoy this, share it, you know.
Yeah.
Not just on YouTube, but, you know, give us ratings on the other platforms and all that. We're trying to grow a little bit here. We have new patrons, so thank you so much, guys. We're now actually able to pay for it again. That's where we're at.
Beauty.
So we are hosting the website and paying for the podcast. But beyond that, you know,
You know, we have ideas, and it's, I don't know, if we can just get over that hump, like you said, pay for all the expenses,
mm-hmm.
so there's no sweat in that, because we don't want to incur that. You know, I don't want to have to pay to do this, you know, myself, right?
Exactly.
So as long as we can do that, just get that out of the way, we've got these cool, you know, ideas for the podcast and for, like you said, merch and things like that, and we're still excited about this. We still, enjoy doing this. So, you know, don't get me wrong. I just got that feeling when I saw those comments on every new one. I will put out a podcast. I'll be so excited.
Yep.
And it's like that comment comes before they could have potentially watched the podcast. It's like,
you saw
the title of this one was not that. So you're going to say, hey, where's that Game of Thrones one? I'm really ready to watch that one.
Right. And are you, though?
You know, so you I know, can
that's,
stop.
That's the thing. Are you? Are you ready to just... Because I see it, man. I just, you know, I can't do it anymore. I can't do any more Game of Thrones stuff and Ice and Fire stuff. I just can't. I can't. My heart.
If he would put out a book.
Well, yeah. I mean, I would. Yeah, I'm going to read.
What the hell was that though? I put out a book.
Yeah. Well, that's just the Southern in you. When you get emotional, the drawl gets worse, and you add syllables and shit. But no, I've actually questioned that though. I'm going to read Winds. Right.
Of course. Yeah.
But
I know you will.
We're never going to get Spring. I just don't believe it.
You don't think he would drop them both at the same time as a big surprise?
No.
Ta-da, this is what took me so long.
No, this dude has been 12 years since the last book. I don't believe he can do it. Now, will he, you know, I know it's horrible to think about, but look, if something happens to him, will he leave it to somebody else to finish? That's happened in the past, possibly, but we'll never get Wins from him. I mean, I'm sorry, Spring, Dream of Spring.
It is horrible to think about.
And so there's always going to... That's what pisses me off. There's always going to be this argument about, will the books and the show be the same? Yes. Yes, there's obviously differences, going to be differences, more characters and all that. But they're going to end up in the same place. They otherwise, his estate gets sued by HBO for selling the wrong story.
I would have to. Or HBO's like made so many truckloads of money, they're like, okay, sell us that one too.
Yeah, right. Yeah, they might. Maybe they'll reboot it by then or something.
Exactly.
Shit.
But that reminded me when you said that. I just want to say this, man. A few hours ago, I heard Tom Seaver died, the pitcher from the Mets and the Reds and the White Sox. Just Hall of Fame pitcher, Tom Terrific. That
Tom Terrific.
I haven't had a chance for it to really sink in, but yeah, that bums me out really bad. When that generation. Him, Steve Carlton, Nolan Ryan, Don Sutton, Gaylord Perry, and Phil Negro. Yeah. When they're gone, I'm gonna just
and you know feel it's useless. Expected because he's an older dude and from an older generation. But you know this year's been fucked, man.
I agree.
In every way, shape, or form, you had Kobe. We did a podcast on Kobe because we had just done Jordan. We didn't even plan that.
No, that
the 23rd podcast on Jordan. You know, one of my heroes. And then Kobe dies, and then Chadwick this week. So I did that other video that was kind of Dude, I was at a point last week where I was like, man, we just need to do a podcast and talk about good things that happen.
Yeah, I know.
And that's why I did that video. Like, I was at like almost in tears. It just triggered something. All this bullshit going on, all the political bullshit, election year, it just kind of came to a head. And so I did the video.
I thought it was a good video. And I think your message was a good message.
Yeah. And I hope so.
I mean,
I didn't do it to...
It did not feel like a political statement to me at all.
It just felt
like a human, a personal human message of like, guys...
There's real shit going on. There's bad shit going on, but let's remember there's some good shit too.
Yeah.
And I get that can't be the news.
You preach to your kids, hey, don't notice the differences in all of us. Notice the similarities and the things we have in common, and you'll feel better about everything. You know, your brother man, your fellow man. And I think that's what your message was.
That's all
we love each other.
That's all it's supposed to be. And it was from my perspective, from my experiences, and I know other people have different ones, whatever, but there's good. And I get you can't just have, you know, your evening news, wherever you get it, saying, today a man didn't die of a heart attack. I mean, I get that.
I know.
But, you know, come on, let's mix it up.
Yeah, definitely.
If you show a story about a horrible tragedy, you know, somebody dying too early in whatever way, let's show one where somebody got saved. You know what I mean? Because it's depressing. And that's what it's doing.
And depression breeds depression.
It does.
And spreads like a plague across our country.
Yep.
And that's what's happening. And you know what? The happiness can spread just as easily. It really can. Uplifting moments can spread.
Absolutely. And
we're not too far gone.
You know, we've all had those days where you just need to hear, you need to see something positive, or maybe just like I said on the thing, hello to somebody or
That's
something.
Right.
You just, some of those little moments you need. So when I did that because I had a moment when I saw that story that post, I was like, I needed to see that day. And so I was like, maybe other people do too. Anyway.
Can I ask you this? Nah. Maybe we've talked about this before in a random conversation. And I'm not trying to steer this podcast. I know we came in here with a specific thing we were going to pop out, but this just hit me. Our conversation, spawn conversations. What I know in the past we've talked about when we were younger. We haven't lately.
Hold on.
Now
I'm sorry.
Fucking weird talking about it, actually.
I did that filter, the old filter, and didn't change, and that fucked me up today.
I was about to bring that up a while ago, and something made it slip my mind. I already had the smile on my face, and then something you said changed my mind.
It didn't change at all.
Changed my thoughts, but yeah.
Anyway, I'm sorry.
He did the freaking age up, make you look old filter. And it didn't make him look older.
And it didn't change.
And
Jesus.
So he had me test it, bless my heart.
You got gray hair.
Yeah. I did gain some gray hair out of it. That made me feel pretty good.
Gained some gray hair. I'm sorry. I hope you didn't forget your thought, man.
No, Lord, no. Mine's not important, I don't think. Or, you know, when I was a young man and I didn't have the worries of the world on my mind, so to speak. And, you know, politics wasn't in my face all the time.
Right.
All this bullshit. But I did have the daily grind.
Yes.
Of paying bills and all the normal, you know, you get worked up and... Let's go to what we were going to do.
Okay, sure.
I'm sure. I'm about to take this in a dark freaking direction. Uh-oh.
Okay, all right.
Remind
me to ask you after we get done. I'm sorry.
I just feel weirder talking about it than I thought I was going to.
No, I get it.
And, you know, it might have got a laugh, but it would have been...
Yeah. No, I get
real
it.
Worse. But anyway... So yeah, go ahead.
No, we came in here with the intention of talking about, because we got it, like we said earlier, we got into astronomy. We're talking about astronomy stuff because I love science shit. I've always loved that shit, and we started talking about astronomy. Was out doing the thing with the app or whatever, looking at that app again, and then you brought up all this other stuff, and I think it was like we were talking about. Got into quantum theory and shit. Well, it was like mind fucks.
We were kind of talking general. About simple thoughts you don't really think about.
Yeah.
That'll make you kind of scratch your head.
And I think it may have started when I said last night, the kid on TikTok that asked questions like kind of mind fuck questions. Maybe I started thinking about it then or something. Anyway, so that's what we were talking about. Kind of like. Just random things that fuck with your head. Mind fucks.
Yeah.
And they can be...
Weird facts.
Yeah, weird facts. And I have a list of small, shorter things here. And you had some. I don't know if you still have your thing.
I do. I got it pulled
we
up.
We can mix it up that were more like scientific-based or evolution-based and stuff like that. So I'll just start, and we'll just see where it goes. We'll just see where it goes. So I think... Yeah, these are two the same. I'll just mix them up. You don't have to be in particular.
Right, that's what I'm thinking.
So this is a little list of like little. This is labeled 22 facts that are small, but still a total mindfuck. Number one,
James's penis.
No, how'd you know?
Because it's small.
It's newspoint.blogspot.com/James's penis is the actual article link.
There's a picture with a bird sitting on it.
Wait a minute. What size, what kind of bird?
Parakeet.
He's supposed to say like a vulture or some shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pterodactyl.
Yeah. That's what I meant. Yeah. Jesus. No, here's one to start. A simple one to start.
Hummingbird. Sorry.
You've never seen your real face, only pictures and reflections.
Yeah, see that. I think that's cool as hell.
It is. So yeah, you've never actually seen. I mean, you can kind of see your nose, and that was another one. I was on another list. Like you see your nose, but your brain blocks it out. I have read that before.
And what about like before mirrors?
Yeah,
you have to look down in a pool of water
and stuff. Right. So I guess they probably already got the idea for mirrors is looking in water or some weird angle and something shiny. Well, because they was all stone.
And you know, how frustrating would that be if you didn't have mirrors?
Yeah, I mean,
You look around in society, right? And you're dressed like everybody else.
Yeah, but you don't know you're ugly. Like. Yeah.
Why am I not popular like them?
Yeah, I guess you'd have to ask, like, is there something wrong with my face?
Yeah.
Because girls don't, they run when I come.
Well, you got this big bulbous nose. These big ears. I mean,
exactly. That had to be a weird time.
It really did.
I don't remember. I looked at
a horse. Is all awesome looking. Saddle's rocking. Yeah. Look at how I'm dressed.
Look at this fucking whatever. I don't even know if they had ties. I looked it up years ago, like when they had been in mirrors, but I don't remember.
Draw me. Please draw me.
Yeah. There you go.
I got to see.
There you go. Yeah. They could get a painting.
Yeah.
You know, if you had money, you'd have to have money to know if you're ugly.
When I save up some money.
Could you have to commission some painter to. Yeah, shit. That's rough life. That's what I just said. The brain one ignores your nose. So you can always see your nose, but your brain ignores it.
I think that's cool, yeah.
Yeah, because I was telling you when we read that, I was like, I remember when you look a certain way and you do notice it, like one, like close one eye, you see it, and it bugs the shit out of me. So then you're like trying to look up higher.
Yeah.
You're not like.
It's annoying once you notice it.
Once you notice it.
It takes you a while to unnotice
it. It does, it does. This was a pretty cool mind fuck here. And feel free to jump in anytime.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, you can't imagine a new color. I've never thought about that.
You don't think about that, but that's heavy.
Yeah, because every color that's on the spectrum visible to humans is already exists. So you cannot imagine a new one.
That is weird.
And everybody's trying. I know you're trying.
Yeah.
You can't. You just can't. That one's pretty standard there. Breathe and swallow at the same time. This one was odd. I mean, this was interesting. Your tongue never really rests in your mouth. And basically what it's saying is probably not along the bottom of your mouth. It probably presses against the top most of the time, which means your tongue muscles are always working.
Yeah, that's something you wouldn't
think
about.
And now this is going to bother you now that you read this.
Yeah, you're moving your tongue around and feeling it. Yep.
So anyway, there's a whole like 22 of those little kind of simple short one-liners there.
Yeah, so... Here's one. Most people had brown eyes until about 10,000 years ago when a single genetic mutation from the Black Sea switched the eyes from brown to blue. Approximately 8% of the world's population now has blue eyes.
That is, so then...
It says all blue-eyed people can be traced to one ancestor.
Oh, I've got blue eyes. Interesting.
Yeah, that really is, man.
I wonder if they have a genome that far back. I don't know. I mean, I did one of those, what is it, 23andMe, or one of those that my mom got for Christmas a couple years ago.
Yeah.
I didn't go that far back. No. I mean,
I found
out I was part Asian.
You did. I did. Remember that.
So Mizuma likes me 3% more.
That's right. That's right. This was one of the my favorite ones that I read. An elephant's trunk is an amazing example of evolutionary development.
Evolution's fascinating to me. I'm sorry.
It is. It says it's a combined nose and upper lip that lengthened as the elephant's ancestors became taller and their tusks grew bigger. With its heavy head, it needed an easy way to reach the ground.
Yeah, see, the lips thing confused me for a minute because I seem to remember, maybe it's one of those Mandela effect things. I seem to remember, I've seen a lot of elephants in movies and shows or whatever. But I seem to remember them feeding, and you can still see their upper lip.
It's the bottom lip you're thinking of. The pointy little lip coming out?
Maybe.
Because I think it goes straight from the open mouth to the bottom of the nose.
Yeah, that's...
And you see the little bottom lip
sticking out. Maybe it's just like a little curve. I don't know. I'll have to check it out.
Me too, yeah. But evidently, when they tried to lean down and eat, their tusks were too long for their mouth to get to the ground.
Yeah, evolution's just crazy. I mean, I could do a whole thing on that because we were talking outside about it, and I mentioned the plant thing. I can completely wrap my head around evolution as far as animals.
Mm-hmm.
But plants... And I know it's not necessarily a brain thing either because they're not thinking about, I'm going to change, you know, because this might be easier. It's just...
It's an abstract thinking, though.
It really is.
I know they don't have a brain, but when I say they're thinking, they're thinking. I know what I mean when I say that.
Yeah, no, I get you. And you've seen how they respond to sound and stuff like that. You've heard those studies.
Mm-hmm.
But man, a plant that eats animals, like you said, a Venus flytrap, we were talking about, you know, something. I think what I'll do, I need to spread my seed far and wide, so I'm going to make my little petals lighter so they blow away in the wind, because it's crazy.
Right. That ground's over time, more fertile over there. I got a better chance of blooming over there.
So we're saying like, you know, they're talking with a brain. Right. But you know what I mean. You know what I mean.
Yeah.
It's crazy how, I mean, some are really high tech.
I know, man.
Like how helicopter things that fly. And I mean, how did it learn to, you know what I mean?
I'm telling you, that is mind blowing.
Yeah.
It looks like a human designed it to help that.
Exactly. The helicopter pedal.
Aliens maybe helping us.
Yes. Creating us. But
maybe
yes.
They help plants too, you know? Because, I mean, that damn helicopter seed pod thing is...
And there's some amazing ones out there. I was watching something years ago. I need to go find it on Discovery or something about how they reproduce and how different ones evolved. And it's like, damn. I mean...
The Venus flytrap will feel alien. I think that's why it got its name, you know? It seems like it's from another planet.
And there's another one very similar, because I used to have a bunch of Venus flytraps, and another one that it eats animals, too, in a similar way, but it's a little different.
There's one that's like a pitcher, and it draws them down in there, and then they get caught in that liquid in the bottom, and they can't get out.
That one, and there's one that's got like kind of like pod leaves. I can't explain it. It's weird. I don't remember how it works, but it's got like pod leaves like in a row. It's a weird thing, but it's the same family.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's crazy.
And honestly, like we talked about, the ones that adapt to grab onto fur of animals.
Yes, that kind of stuff.
And
because I had to explain evolution to Camden when she was young. I told you before, I explained it to her and used the idea of a longer beak. You know, and it's just something that happens where some birds, you know, you got a group of birds, whatever species, and some, you know, everything's a little slightly different, right? So you have ones with slightly longer bills, and over time they eat better, get more worms or whatever they're eating. And mm-hmm. so then their offspring have longer bills, and over time, you know, the bills get so long, and then the smaller ones end up dying out. I get that.
Mm-hmm.
But a plant going from however it reproduced before dropping its seeds to sticking to animals.
Or they're already planning on being eaten by a certain animal so it can shit it out.
Exactly.
That is weird.
Just like, and that's still a thing.
That is so crazy.
Right.
I know what animal eats me, and I know they're going to go over there and poop or fly over there.
Because it's like, let's say there's some random standard plant that's got little seeds that drop off, and it generally just drops straight down like a tree, right?
Yep.
Over time, animals walk by that thing, and, you know, one gets pulled off of the thing and sticks in its fur. It's not designed to even yet.
Mm-hmm.
How does it know?
You tell me.
To next time make a little more sticky. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
That's what I'm saying.
That, dude, that is the kind of heavy stuff that movie M. Night Shyamalan.
Yes.
We're talking about the plants communicating and stuff. And, you know, I mean, just watch them, their leaves turn up when it's going to rain and all that stuff. I mean, they're so amazing, man.
It's cool. It's really cool. Because that's kind of what we were talking about earlier is like, we're out here, because we were watching what was the thing called? You remember the name? I won't remember the name of it. The Void. We were talking.
Dipolar.
Yeah, the dipolar region, the void in space, which is essentially they're like so bored now with the solar system, they're making up shit.
Yeah.
But it's like we still can't figure out the Venus flytrap.
Right.
And what's going on here in our oceans and stuff. The
dipolar repeller.
There you go.
That's it.
I mean, just how we're moving through the universe in comparison to other galaxies and its regions and blah, blah, blah. It's all cool. But I'm saying it's like, I want to focus on this place first and understand that before I give a shit about how fast we're going in relation to this fucking Zeta galaxy over here. You know what I mean?
Have you not seen this duckbill platypus?
Yeah, exactly.
Why are you looking way out there?
Why are we worried about you know.
Chris has basically determined that I evolved
from a duck pill platypus. I never said that. You said that. I just said it's probably wearing.
They wear Crocs, a fanny pack, and have penguin feet.
You said that. I just said all the stuff. I said it might have a pouch, or better yet, it's probably wearing a fanny pack. Because it's so, it's got so many parts.
I know, man.
And then
we could do a whole podcast on the platypus.
We could. It's really cool.
Really could.
I mean, I didn't even remember that. We mentioned it lays eggs. It's got milk like a mammal, and it venom. It's got venom.
Yeah, some of them make venom.
I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
Except when you brought it back up, I was like, yeah, I seem to remember something about venom. But what the hell?
And they have a duck.
A duck bill. I mean, that was like evolution
going.
It
looked like a beaver with a duck face.
Just to throw them a curveball, I'm going to throw all the shit in this one. It's probably got, I mean, it probably shoots spiderweb out of its ass. You know, I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised.
All right. Remember, the penises of human ancestors were covered in hard spines. Theorists believe these spines possibly helped a man's sperm overtake that of his competitors. As humans became more monogamous, the spines became obsolete. Now,
damn.
I remember this so well. I know I'm right. If YouTube don't have it, I'm sorry. There was a show on cable back in the 90s called The Human Animal. And there was a lot of nudity and a lot of talk about sex and biology and evolution and stuff. And I know for a fact that I'm right about this. It showed on there sperm from a man. A man who was worried that his woman was cheating on him.
Oh.
All right. All he did was worry about it.
Right.
They zoomed in. under a microscope.
Yes.
They showed that he was paranoid about it, his sperm came out and some of them were programmed to rush to the egg, surround the egg, and their tails turned over like a hook.
Oh.
And if a foreign sperm that they knew was not one of them came, they would beat this sperm and attack it until it beat it neutral, is what they said. And it could not fertilize an egg.
Damn.
All because the guy was worried about.
Now, that's some deep shit to get as far as, you know, we got to reproduce. That's crazy.
And
just from a mental state.
Yeah. And I'm telling you, I told you this the other day. I truly believe when my hair started falling out, I believe this with all my heart. I know if there are any kind of biologists or doctors out there that want to challenge me on this, I will do tests. When my hair started falling out, I noticed that the hairs that stayed.
Oh.
I showed you this the other day.
Oh, yeah.
They grow up on their own.
Like to cover.
I would never comb my hair in a comb over. I would never do that.
Right.
And when I had long hair, all my hair seemed to want to lay flat. When I started losing my hair, the hair right around the rim of where I'm losing it started to automatically grow the other way.
Yes, like a crown. Because, like you got a crown where, like, I have a triple crown three different directions, but, like, it starts
and
doing
yes,
that there.
It's just like that, yes. But I never had it before.
Right.
And I believe it's from the same thing. I'm so paranoid about it.
That it's trying to cover.
Yeah, that on its own, my hair follicles went
so
rotated.
So your brain did some rewiring, some new neural networks opened up, and it changed the
We know
behavior.
He's never going to comb it over, but I know he don't want to be bald.
Right.
We'll fix it for him.
We're going to cover it.
Yeah.
So it's creepy.
If he would just let it grow longer, it would end up like going over.
Give it a shit.
Like a Venus flytrap. Just cover them both sides.
Let's do it. Try it. Let it go.
Hey.
Just to see.
Hey, you know, I wish it would just convince itself to just regenerate those old follicles.
I know. That's what
don't
make sense.
But damn it, I really believe this is that. I really believe it.
Put it to the test, and maybe there's a, you know, 10 years maybe you discover something big, man.
I believe it with my whole heart.
That's something.
It's weird, but I know. Evolution is weird.
It is absolutely weird.
Humans share about 31% of their genes with yeast, a single living right. cell that replicates every 90 minutes. They share about 50% of their genes with a banana.
Oh, Lord. So that kind of tells you every gene's pretty fucking important.
I agree.
I mean, like, really fucking important.
Really damn important. 31% with yeast, 50% with a banana.
That's crazy.
That just blows my mind.
And we're like at what, 99% with a chimp?
Yeah, so
I'm
close.
I'm sure. Here's just like a more of a philosophical. Right now, you're the youngest you've ever been and the oldest you'll ever be.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That does take a second.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn. Shit. This is more of an irony thing. Your lips don't touch when you say touch, but they do when you say apart. Touch. And everybody's trying it. See?
That is crazy.
Yeah. Here's one from, I just wanted to throw this in here real quick before I forget it. Because this is a valid question. There's no reason for the alphabet needs to be in any particular order.
Yeah, dude.
So technically,
you said that
it's
earlier.
Arbitrary, and then so therefore you put something in alphabetical order. That's arbitrary too. Who did that?
Yeah.
Who lined them up to teach them that way? Is that just a teaching method?
That's what I was thinking. To be. It has to be. There's some rhyme or reason to it.
Yeah. There's. I mean,
I've never counted.
Because we can't unimagine. We can't like think of it. Because you know you got A B C D E F G. When you learn as a kid, it's more of a song. And, of course, that's the way things were taught back in the old days before there were languages. So did that carry over to make it more of easier to remember in some certain order?
Right, because we spread out the vowels in there.
Yeah,
it seems
exactly.
pretty evenly.
Yeah, that's true.
A to U. So it's like, let's start with a vowel and then some consonants and another one, consonants and another one. But
yeah, I don't
what
know if there's
is
any
the rhyme or reason.
Is right.
It?
Was there thought put behind it? Was there? I don't know. That's interesting. We have to look. We have to look into that. Like, if it's even known, because hell, they're all the letters changed from old anyway.
Yeah, yeah. I'd be like A E I O U.
Yeah,
B C D.
And you can't imagine it that way. A I O U B Z D E Z. You can't.
It's so weird.
It's ingrained.
Never thought about it ever.
We both tried this. You can't hum while holding your nose.
Yeah, you sound horrible.
Because you're trying to get using whatever air you got in there. I mean, is that considered a hum?
Okay, say what you're going to hum. Mary Had a Little Lamb, okay. So we can like know what you're doing. Knew what you were doing. I thought you were beatboxing, actually.
By the way, my new fire-ass mixtape's dropping next week. My first single is called Your Mama's House. I forgot to mention that in the beginning of the podcast.
Oh, God, that's awesome.
Yeah, you can't get air, so you can't form it right. It's weird. It's a weird. Everybody's trying it. Everybody's trying, I'm telling you. I forgot. I did forget to mention that. I'm going to become a rapper. I think everybody else does.
Oh, yeah.
On YouTube, so that's what I'm going to do.
Dude, I'll be your hype man or something. Yeah. I want to be in a video.
Yeah, we're going to get a big group of friends and some cars and walk in slow motion and shit. That's what we're going to do. We're going to make a video, a rap video. Fuck it. Everybody else can do it.
Yeah, that's right.
That has no musical background, so anyway.
I got to work on my my hand motions because I know every rapper...
Yeah,
they do the same hand motions and gestures.
Yeah,
and
you got to come at the camera and then yeah. This don't apply for everybody because there's been some weird accidents. Your right hand has never touched your right elbow.
And whoever can stand up and say mine has,
you exactly. You had a bad wreck,
horrible.
These are fairly quick.
Oh, let me stop you on that. Yeah. That reminds me. I think I've told you this before, how my dad He can't touch his thumb knuckles together.
What? No.
It gives him the heebie-jeebies.
To feel it.
Yeah, he said it's like electric. Gives him like chills over his whole body.
And there's weird things like that.
He said if he's ever been working under a car and they touch, he's like, ugh.
You ever been sitting beside you know, somebody close, like your girlfriend or something on the couch or in a movie or whatever it is, and you put your hand on your leg and theirs, and that's weird.
That is, I never thought about it. Because
you can't feel, you feel too late, but you don't have the feeling.
That is weird.
That's a weird one.
Yes, I know exactly what you mean.
People are home now testing that.
And you put your hand together with somebody else's, and then you feel it like that. It's like really weird.
Oh, Bo, yes. That would be the same. Yeah, mm-hmm. Kind of same thing. You feel the girth.
Yes.
But you...
You ever sword fight with another dude?
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. What you mean?
You
of course. Tried
docking.
Jesus Christ. Pegmaster 10,000 is one of my favorite TikTok girls. Anyway, did you have one? Let me go. I don't matter.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Here's two. That's kind of the same thing. Well, you'll see. Something is always touching you. So, you know, even if you jump, it says right here, even if you jump in the air naked because air has mass, but number 11 at the same time, except that nothing ever actually touches you because atoms exert forces on each other so they don't actually touch. And that's always been crazy to me. So I had to explain this to Camden when she was in, I don't remember if it was a science class or something, and I used that idea of, I can't remember what it was, but I was like, think about this. If you're standing here, we're in my living room and the wall, you know, facing the wall from like 10 feet away. I said, if you go halfway to that wall, and every time you go halfway, you'll never reach the wall.
Yeah.
It's kind of it's not the same exact thing, but it's that idea of the
right.
distance.
Once you get,
you get to the molecular level, you still will never touch it.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
This one I thought was cool. Evolutionary biologists hypothesize that species can cooperate rather than compete value sameness, which has led to right-hand dominance. Lefties constitute just 10% of the normal population, yet they make up 50% of elite athletes.
Yeah, we were talking about the athlete part. I don't know if I buy that.
Yeah.
Maybe overall for all sports, I don't know, in the world, but... When we think we thought about baseball,
yeah, baseball
and basketball,
would be the most left-handed sport.
Yeah, and football, and of course, when you think of it, like if there's a big time lefty shooter, they always say that, and he's a lefty. You know, James Harden's a lefty is the modern one I can think of. I can't think of many people ever.
This is what's weird to me.
Left-handed quarterbacks, you know what? You have Brett Favre. That's the only one I could. Think of
like
right? No, was
Vic,
McNabb?
I think Vic.
Vic yep. was left-handed. Was yep. McNabb? No, or I'm thinking of Vic. But yeah, you can't think of them.
Yeah, I know, man. And I my whole life, and it could just be dumb luck of the lefties that I encounter, but they are. I've always thought of left-handed people as more awkward, like.
no offense.
Yeah, not really. No, I mean, because I'm about to.
Well, they used to say,
yeah,
they used to say the left brain thing, or right brain,
like,
more right brain.
If you watch a left-handed person, and maybe it's because it's a right-handed world.
Yeah.
But you know, the way they write is awkward. You know, scissors and all that, and mm-hmm. like eating. You know how like you eat like a normal. You know, domesticated person. Left-handed people generally are the type of people that eat like this.
Oh, the old school, like
when
you see in
old
cowboy movies.
Yeah.
Eating out of a wooden
beans,
bowl.
Yeah.
Out of beans, yes.
Yeah, and it's like they have better, like their big muscles are dominant. But then yet they're such great artists.
Excuse me. Yeah,
and it makes you wonder, are surgeons left-handed? The ones that like mm-hmm. you know have to do like
yeah. It depends on how they're defining athletes, elite athletes.
Yeah,
I don't, because it's weird in mainstream sports anyway. You don't think of that many now. Of course, in NFL, like, for example, there's not that many quarterbacks total. There's 32, right? Starting quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe two or three are left-handed. But you don't know, like, the other 52 members on the team.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I guess. I don't know. I mean, Phil Mickelson.
Yeah, that's the only lefty golfer I can think of. And like I was saying, you know, I know left-handed pitchers are important, so they'll obviously they'll stack the batting lineup with left-handed batters because they bat better against what are they more pitchers right-handed.
Yeah,
but they try to get as many left-handed pitchers as they can because by numbers there's more batters right and batting right-handed.
Right,
and so I know they intentionally try to make baseball left-handed, but I can't see them intentionally making any other sport.
No, it don't make any sense. Yeah,
but you know, like I've always the lefties I've encountered, like, and I hope some of you left-handed people out there watching this are laughing at me, but because at least maybe you know somebody's left-handed and know what I'm talking about. But like they tie their shoes awkward. They freaking everything about. They seem like klutzes, but they're good athletes. They're good artists. But in just like normal life,
yeah,
they don't seem to glide through life.
And it seems like to me
with the finesse or anything.
It seems to me because you heard that when you were a kid, like, you know, left-handed people are more right-brained or emotional or whatever, and right-handed people are more logical and left-brained. I don't know. Seems like to me that was shot down not too long ago. Like it's not necessarily even has anything to do with it. I can't remember though.
I don't know.
I could be wrong. I could be wrong.
I think that's what happened to Neanderthals.
There you go.
I think they evolved into left-handed people.
That might be. That's exactly. Yeah. I mean, Eric knows. I always crack on him
because I'm just trying to get comments.
I know. I know. Because I go over to Eric's house and I'll fix his computer or look at something. I'm like, God damn it, which button am I clicking? I can't get it right in my brain then.
So yeah, and my dad told me, he said he's lefty, and he loves to make left-handed jokes because he notices. I think when you're left-handed, you notice, oh, is that person signing that thing left-handed?
Yeah.
And then he can have something common with them, you know?
The paper tilts all weird, and yeah.
But he told me growing up, teachers would try to make him write with his right hand.
Yeah, see, that's crazy.
Now, that's obviously growing up in the 60s, you know.
There's something wrong with
you. Yes. This world's going to be so complicated for you. You need to learn this way. And, you know, he would buy left-handed scissors and stuff you don't think about.
Right.
You know, where they're molded differently.
Exactly. Here's some kind of crazy thing about, if a baby is born at 11 p.m. in California and another baby is born at 2 a.m. in New York City, they have different birthdays even though they were born simultaneously.
I love that because I think it would be so cool having this knowledge and then like meeting somebody one day.
Yeah. And all it is because
what city were you born?
It's just how we define a day.
Mm-hmm.
It's still exactly the same.
And so, you know, technically we were born on the same day.
Right.
I think that's really neat.
I didn't really think about this until I read it. Whenever anyone tells a walk into a bar joke, you probably picture the same bar every time. I never really thought about that. I don't
never did,
remember.
But I believe it's true.
I do too, because I don't remember trying to picture a bar.
Right.
But when I start thinking about it, I picture kind of the standard wooden bar. The bottles back there, it's standard. You know, I don't know. Maybe.
And see, that's funny because my brain, every time I think about it, well, no, I don't even get into the bar. Because the joke is these three dudes walk into a bar, but I always picture the same door with the sign hanging, maybe like a cheer sign on the outside of the pub.
Yeah.
I always picture the same outside.
Yeah. I don't know that I pictured anything, but anyway.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, I'm skimming.
All right. Gosh, it makes you feel old. A 48-year-old person has been alive for about 20% of the history of the United States.
Dude, I love that. That is just really weird to think about.
Mm-hmm.
It says a lot
That's
about
how young
our country is. Yeah.
How far we've come in that short 200-something years.
Yes.
That's crazy. But here's another one real quick. If you fancy a bottle of scotch aged 12 years, it's just from 2005.
That makes me feel so old.
It's horrible.
Oh, here's a cool one. The development of human clothes has influenced the evolution of other species. For example,
yeah, that's right, right.
Unlike all other kinds of louse, the body louse clings to clothing, not to hair.
Now, question for anybody out there that knows about louse.
Yeah, so that's like head lice and crabs, basically.
Right. If you have, let's say, louse in your shirt, and you take your shirt off, would one not jump over, like, or got moved over or knocked off into your hair? Wouldn't stay?
Yeah, oh yeah, but he's trying to get back to your clothes. No. I don't know.
Exactly.
Yeah, like, I really
don't
know.
Like it here. I'm going back to the fabric.
Yeah.
That's weird.
That is really weird.
That's weird.
And somebody has a job.
Yeah.
Finding this out.
Exactly. Here's a quick one that was interesting to think about. You're probably only grossed out by people's hair or nails once they're no longer attached to that person's body. So we mentioned that before.
I love that. You know, because I do.
You run your hand through your hair or your girl's hair or your dude's hair or whatever, but then you see it on the floor in the shower. Ew, you don't want to touch it.
Yeah, and she can like rub her nails on you and you love
it.
But if she clips her nails and you see that nail laying there.
Nasty as hell.
Hell yeah.
And it ain't.
Pick it up with tweezers.
It ain't no different. Yeah, I don't. That's weird. Oh, Lord.
Let's see.
Here's a quick one while you're browsing.
Uh-huh.
Drinking straws only have one hole.
That gets you.
It's just one long hole.
Yeah. I know these are simple, but it's just shit you don't think about.
It's just once you think about, oh, shit. There's one about age. That's basically saying the graduating class of 2017 is younger than the Simpsons by almost a decade. Jesus Christ.
Wow.
There's the alphabet one again on this list. Money has value only because we decide it does. When you think about your brain is thinking about itself.
Hell yeah. Here's one I didn't read before. Scientists believe that the nictitating membrane, which is the small pink tissue in the corner of a human eye, is a remnant of a third eyelid. Similar to the semi-transparent eyelid used by birds, reptiles, fish, and other mammals.
I buy that.
It is used to protect the eye or moisten it.
I buy that because I didn't remember that dogs had them until I got Riddick.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
His come out because his is, you know, they're big and brown and you can see them easy. I could never see him in my little teacup poodle.
No way.
Never saw it ever. But his is like, you can pronounce. And so when he's like half. That thing's already like, I'm like, ooh, what was that? When I first saw it, I was like, what's that?
I want to see that.
Yeah.
Show it to me
just
one day.
Just go when he's laying there and half asleep. Yeah, you'll see that thing pop out. You got another one?
Yeah, okay. Another quick one. Scientists believe that wisdom teeth and the appendix are leftover equipment from when humans ate a primarily leaf-based diet. As the human diet changed, these appendices have become essentially useless.
Yeah, it's pointless. The only thing it can do is rupture and kill you. I mean, get it out. And then I've known people that have not been born with wisdom teeth already.
Right.
So that's fairly fast in the scheme of things.
Yeah.
Because it went from, you know, hunter-gatherer to meat eaters and cooking, and that changed our whole entire dietary or digestive tract from eating meat, and so that's not long.
Mm-mm.
At all.
It's really not
in the scheme of Earth and humanity.
Cool wisdom tooth fact. I saw a guy got caught. He killed a girl, dismembered her.
Oh Lord!
Used some pliers and like ripped her teeth out, so they couldn't use dental records.
But
they hadn't broke the skin yet.
That's right.
He left them in there.
He left them in there.
And they were able to pull DNA.
And see, that's crazy. Because I remember thinking, because when you're a kid, you're going to the dentist and, your parents still have wisdom, or getting theirs pulled just like when you're born. Mm-hmm. Or I don't know how old, at least late 20s, early 30s.
Yeah.
Mine were in full when I was 16, and Camden's were the same way.
Like broke the skin
completely in.
I had mine.
Like I didn't get them removed for years because I had already had a bunch of teeth removed when I was a kid before I got braces.
Mm-hmm.
So I had plenty of room, and eventually I just got them out because my cousin Pam said you need to get them out. They'll eventually cause problems, but it never actually did.
No joke.
But yeah, I had them early.
Mine hadn't even broke the skin at 20.
Really?
Yeah, they cut them out in the Navy.
Yeah.
Because they said they were going to cause problems. But they hadn't even broke the skin, hadn't caused me any discomfort or anything.
I never had
mine
were
just hiding.
Because I had horrible, jacked up, I mean, a fucked up grill when I was a kid. And when I got braces, they pulled out, I want to say it was like 3 teeth to make room to everything to fit.
Oh,
and so that's why when I turned 15, 16, and I started getting my wisdom teeth come in, I already had room because everything had moved right.
Yeah, so kind of
planned
like,
for it, yeah. However she planned for it.
By moving those other teeth, it kind of made your wisdom teeth go, oh, there's some room there.
Yeah, they went. They didn't have to push in and fuck the other ones up. So they were. So they came in. They were there for years. Never had a problem. And eventually, she was just like, "They will eventually cause some kind of problem. Let's get them out." I'm like, "Fine."
I've got like shark teeth. There's something just rolling out. I got a
That's interesting. I've always wondered why you have a set of teeth that come in and you're, you know, because you think. I mean, back in those days, you 30, you were dying.
Yeah, I think, just a guess.
Maybe it's like, I don't know.
I think it's like, because they didn't have good oral hygiene, that it was your body's way of saving a couple.
Yeah, that's what I thought about. Like,
these are going right
like,
out.
Like shark teeth, and here's an extra couple in here.
Yeah.
That's I don't know, that's crazy.
Now, I'll tell you, that just reminds me, my mom used to have this really weird theory about why men have nipples. She literally thought that it was a pacifier. For when the woman either died, went out to do something, and the baby started crying, like cave women.
Yeah.
And he could pick the baby up and let it be like a pacifier until she got back. And I thought, my mom with an 8th grade education came up with that concept on her own. I thought that was pretty
cool. Yeah, that's not bad. Or it's just one of those things when, you know,
We were forming.
Yeah. It's just like, it's not important enough to fuck with right now.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just make the other one work better.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know what I mean? To what it's supposed to do. I don't know. That's interesting.
Yeah, it really
is. It's not bad.
Crazy.
Yeah, it's not a bad theory. Here's a little funny one. Shower thoughts. Bathtubs are reverse boats.
That is funny, man.
Once you picture it, it's like, okay, yeah, it's cute. It's cute. Don't forget my fire ass mixtape coming out next week. After I said cute, I felt like I need to. Oh, shit.
Because of evolution, many animals lay hundreds of eggs each year to ensure that even a few reach adulthood. If all the froglets survived, the world would be knee deep in frogs within 10 years.
Dude, I lay thousands of eggs a day.
That is crazy. I think I heard you.
Wait, when? What do you mean when I was beatboxing?
No.
You're
behind
sorry.
That door.
Oh. Y'all, you probably, well, that's not what you heard. Ooh, them chocolate shakes, man, I'm telling you. Okay, here's, some of these are getting kind of cheesy, but your parents, you've known your parents for your entire life, but they've only known you for a portion of theirs.
I like that.
It is. It's kind of interesting when you think about that.
We've known each other for, you know, our whole lives.
Exactly. But there is we've talked about this a million times, not to get into it, but there is a pre-child life and a post-child life, and you remember both.
Mm-hmm.
And they're completely different lives.
Completely.
But that's what you're teaching your kids is the times before you had them.
That's almost like an instant evolution.
It is. Mentally, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. No doubt.
Okay. I'm trying to find that one cool one. Oh, lip twitching when angry is an evolutionary leftover.
Oh, yeah.
It is the first part of baring teeth at an intruder and can also be seen in wolves, bears, and chimpanzees.
Yeah.
That is really cool.
Yeah, you've definitely that's immediately what I thought about when you were reading it the first time. Like, you start seeing, or for dogs anyway, or wolves, whatever, you see them raise up.
Yeah.
Just before they're even growling. And of course, that's now a trick for everybody. Smile, you know, for their dogs. Oh, Lord. Let's see. Some blind people have never seen a smile, but they still know how to do it when they're happy. Well,
I love that.
It is. And that actually was the name of it. This is actually comforting because it's just a natural thing. You don't have to, you don't have to be taught.
Yes. And it's like that Crosby, right. Stills, Nash line in that song. If you smile at me, I'll understand, because that's something everybody everywhere does in the same language.
It's it's exactly universal language, the language of love.
And even if you're blind.
Yeah. You don't know what one looks like, but you do it.
Right.
I mean, yeah, that's got to be crazy. Let me just say this. We got to talk about Helen Keller.
Yes.
On a podcast.
Yeah.
I don't know if people are familiar with this, because I wasn't. I didn't think about it until you brought it to my attention. There's a lot of evidence that she was full of shit.
Yeah. That she was almost like a parlor trick.
Yes. So not to get into it here. I think that'd be interesting to look into.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Do some
interesting.
Research. Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be kind of cool. But yeah, it reminded me of that again. The Bene Gesserit would be disappointed. As a girl, if I fail to have a daughter, I will be the first fuck up in a specific long uninterrupted line stretching back to mitochondrial Eve. Damn.
Wow. Yeah, that's just crazy.
Yeah. Be sure to have a girl, ladies.
That is crazy. One study found that men who were hungry preferred women with higher body weights.
Yeah.
Researchers suspect this happens because of an evolutionary response to resource scarcity. In other words, a heavier woman advertises access to more resources, such as food. That blows my mind.
Yeah, and when you said that, I was thinking back to, you know, hunter-gatherer days, nobody would have been overweight. You just can't. The lifestyle.
Yeah.
But it's more modern is what you're... Like, they had to take some dudes and say, hey, do you volunteer for this? We'll pay you this. But you can't eat for, like, a week. And then we're going to show you some chicks. And they preferred the big girls.
Right.
I guess. I mean, I'm assuming it's how it went down.
Right.
I mean...
And... I don't know, man. That's a trip. I see the logic.
Yeah.
I do see the logic. But it's a damn shame it don't work the other way.
No. Yeah, did they test girls?
I know. Hungry women?
Did they test hungry women? That's a good... But we're two different. I mean, we're wired completely differently, though, you know? So I bet you... I don't know. I'll be willing to bet that they... I don't know, because maybe that's why.
Maybe some cultures.
Maybe that's the origin of the
look at him.
Buddha, the muscle dude being attractive because he's the hunter, the gatherer, and alpha type thing.
Right.
There's certainly something to that.
Yeah. 85% of the population cannot wiggle its ears or control the auricularis muscles that surround the outer ear. Scientists believe this muscle allowed human beings' primate ancestors to move their ears in different directions to pinpoint the locations of sounds. They lost the need to move their ears when they started to live in groups.
Yeah, makes sense. I can move my ears.
Like you said, I can move mine, yeah. And like you said, that's kind of like a societal thing, change in evolution.
Yep, absolutely.
I think that's really
cool.
It just
stops
concept.
Being relevant, I guess. So, like,
I got your back. You got mine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Started living in... Yeah. Because, they were... Well, when did humans ever live alone?
2020. Yeah. Klondale Street.
You too? Same as Moose Road?
Starting a new trend. Let's see if I can get his ear moving shit going again.
It might Fort Lauderdale. You'll be over here fucking,
like chameleon eyes.
It's your fucking. Oh Jesus. Oh shit. Good point. Oh shit.
But no, I know what you mean. When did we?
Yeah, I mean, they always were tribal in packs, I would think.
Yeah. And I mean, I know we've talked about it because I think we both saw it when we were kids on cable, Quest for Fire, that movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Where they carried that bag around of fire. They were living in, I mean, those were cavemen.
Yeah.
They, you know, evidently they find fossil or, you know, remains of them
right.
living together.
Yeah, I've never heard of an individual. I mean, you might have had, you know, some outcast or whatever, but I don't think that was ever a thing to my knowledge. That's maybe it was just used more and then they figured out. I don't know. That's weird. That's a weird one.
You know how they're weirdos now?
Left-handed people.
Then maybe he said that.
No, that's what he was implying.
No. Seriously, there might have been the weirdo all through time. You know?
Yeah, but that's
got to
be.
But no, he's got to marry and reproduce. Marry. Yeah. He's got to reproduce.
They going from a weirwood tree.
I was just thinking of like Grizzly Adams to me, you know, go live by yourself, kind of weird person that wants to.
Yeah, but that would be not the norm. So how would it develop in the first place? It
Good
had to already
point.
Be there from another species.
Yeah, when we started branching
when
off.
When we started climbing out of the water and shit and became mammals walking around four legs.
You brought up Riddick. His ears are awesome when he hears
Oh,
something.
Yeah, he's like,
yeah.
Boom. Yeah, they pop up high. And that, like, you don't know how high, they, like, even when they're just normal, they're not as high as they can go when he's like, oh,
yeah.
They go,
like, you know, satellite dishes.
They do.
Picking up a signal.
There's a few more of these little simple ones. I don't know how many more you got.
No, I'm got maybe one more.
It says the Matrix, you don't have any way of knowing if reality actually exists outside your head. Yeah. Let's see. I'm trying. There's only a handful left here. If I punch myself and it hurts, am I too weak or too strong?
I like that.
That's a good question.
Yeah, that's cool.
Well, I think you'd be too I wouldn't even say strong.
It's almost
strong.
A chicken or egg question.
Yes. But we know the answer to that. There's actually a definitive answer is the egg.
Yes.
Had to be.
Had to be an egg.
Here's an interesting one. I mean, it's just to be gross. Your stomach is always filled with warm vomit.
That is hardcore.
Unless you're the guy being tested to see if you like big girls. Yeah. I mean, just saying.
Oh shit.
Now this kind of goes into we talked about Southernisms and how we talk down here. Mm-hmm. And you know, we'll hear stuff from Yankees like y'all make up words and stuff like that. Well, guess what?
What?
Every word is made up. Yeah. Every single word in history.
That's right, man.
So
it's
kiss
like
my
alphabet thing.
Kiss my grits, cuz every word is made up. So don't tell me what's right and wrong. You know, Jesus. Oh, geez. Do we revive?
Oh, this one was pretty cool. Humans have very little hair compared to other primates. Researchers believe humans have evolved this feature because, one, it made it easier to forage for food in shallow water. Two, it helped humans lose heat faster on the hot savannas.
Yep.
And three,
makes
it
sense.
Helped reduce the number of parasites on the body.
Absolutely.
That's cool.
Yeah. Makes sense to me, especially the heat thing.
Yes.
Because, good God, Africa. God, it was like Africa here today. The heat index was 110 or what? I know it was at my mom's place, but damn, it was the worst day I felt in a long time. It was impressive nasty. Okay, these are kind of some repeats here, so I don't have to go. I won't go into those. There's a couple here. Then this is interesting. Just kind of a fact. Mammoths were alive when the Great Pyramids were built.
Holy shit.
And Cleopatra lived closer to the moon landing than the building of the pyramids. Holy shit. That's kind of interesting to think about.
That is interesting.
closer to the moon landing.
I imagine her seeing them being built. Yeah. Always have.
That's crazy, ain't it?
Yes.
And mammoths, still a thing.
Dude.
Well, they're probably still north of the wall somewhere.
That's right.
They're up beyond Canada, I'm sure. They're still there. Maybe. We'll probably have them cloned anyway in the next couple of years.
I think this is my last one on this one. A new species is achieved when two populations of the same living thing become so different that they can no longer breed with each other.
Yeah. And you mentioned became
so different.
You couldn't even actually physically connect anymore.
But yeah, dude, that is really cool to think about.
It is, and here's one last one, just to throw your mind fuck for the last one. You were once the youngest person on Earth.
Damn it, I like that.
Yeah,
because I like stats, and I like
that's. You know, I was gonna say that's a numbers
reading
thing.
Backs. You know, breaking records and facts like that.
You know that just by the sheer number and history, there were two babies born at the exact same time, but there was one slightly in the lead.
Just barely.
I mean, however you're counting that.
Yes.
If you're counting the crown or whatever, you know, something's...
That's right.
It's millimeters or even less, but somebody, yeah, every time.
That every is time. Cool.
Because there's no such thing as a tie in real,
at
you know,
some
you get down to it.
Point, you're the youngest person on Earth.
Yeah.
And only a very select, everybody gets to be the youngest, but only a very select few get to be the oldest. How old did I say that one actor was? It was in the Dead Poets Society.
Oh, yeah, I don't remember.
God, I forgot his name. Was it 105? I'm thinking it was.
Yeah, that sounds right.
He's still alive, the oldest living actor.
105 or 107, it sounds right.
Yeah, that just blew my mind.
That was a good movie. Need to revisit that one.
I know, and especially, it might be depressing knowing he's gone now. Robin Williams.
Yeah.
But, yeah, dude, that really blew my mind. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's...
I can't even type. What is an acton? It pulled it up. Oldest living acton.
At least they're getting smart enough to... not worry about autocorrect and let us know what the hell you're talking about.
Yeah.
Dude, I swear my phone, I mean, you can tell you're aging when you're typing, because I used to be able to, but I think my thumb's there, and I swear it is, but it types the wrong letter in certain cases.
Right.
And I get so mad because I'll do it four times in a row, like purposely going, and it still won't hit it right.
Now,
or it's broke.
One thing I've noticed is you have your sounds turned on your keyboard. Does that help you, do you think?
As far as speed?
Well, just...
probably.
Yeah. Because, you know, like, if I type on my keyboard, couldn't hear it. But when you type, I can hear it.
But that's when I used to turn it sideways. I should have the mic in my face like a professional podcaster. When I turn it sideways, I used to really fly.
Yeah.
Like Camden's crazy fast, and I used to turn, but I just don't turn anymore. That's just one handed, so I can still do it pretty fast. But you can tell when you're tired and later in the day, it gets more fucking clumsy and awkward and slow.
Right,
you can tell it every day.
Well,
so
you know how slow I do anyway with one. Yeah. Right, not finger, but
just,
thumb.
It's exaggerating like left handed people. Well.
But my thing is my freaking. Autofill or auto, is that what it's called?
Yeah, autofill, yeah.
Yeah.
Where you're picking
suggested
words?
Yeah. Yeah. I get so mad. If you knew how many times in a day, like say if I'm going to type ever, right? I'll type the EV, whatever. I'll see the ever up there. I'll go to hit it and it switches to Eve.
Yeah. Oh, I'm telling you.
Like a capital
you, yes.
E, the name. And that happens with different words so much. I'll see it, but by the time I get to hit it, it's changed to a different word.
It's weird, man. You know how many online forms you fill out when you're signing up for something or whatever? My phone will still not autofill my last name. Or my first name. It might do my first name.
Yours does
it will not.
Not. I know. I actually know that on your name.
Really?
Yeah. So instead of typing Chris Who, if I'm typing to somebody, Right. You know, I'm
right.
Like,
that's
you
right,
would
Chris.
Think
so,
because of the religion, it will not.
It will not, and that's probably why, because it's religion.
I bet you're right. Yes.
Because if you ask like Siri, I don't know about Siri, but I know I haven't done it myself, but I've seen the videos. If you ask Alexa who Jesus was, it'll say a fictional character, I believe, if that's true.
Holy crap.
So I haven't tried what's her name, Siri. Yeah. But I bet that's what it is.
What's your fridge's name?
Bixby.
Bixby. I think that's so cool.
Yeah,
man.
There's too many appliances AI around. Yeah, names. We got Tyrion vacuuming. Got Bixby, you know, telling me the door's still open or you need to go to a grocery store and grab some yogurt.
Yeah.
And yeah, so
Bixby. That's so cool.
But anyway, yeah, no, this was fun. This was, you know, just a chill, you know, kind of interesting
well, we knew it would spawn shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Different discussions, and I think it's cool.
Cuz I mean, I could come in here and talk about like straight science and physics and stuff and shit, but that we can't. We're not that. That's not our style.
Right.
Cause I love discussing, you know, like me and you and Ho would get around and discuss time travel,
dude,
and we'd be drawing out shit. You know, like, here's what I think. You know, it's
like no, you didn't think about this option.
Right.
There's always some weird,
yes,
flaw when you think you've got time travel figured out that somebody can throw at you. Yeah. And you go, yeah.
Because you want to be able to, like,
let me go back to the drawing board. I'll be right back.
Exactly. Yeah. You want to be able to draw it out on paper and show, like, what you're talking about. And it's always a paradox. But, yeah. We'll let this fade to black, and then I guess we'll plan on hopefully getting got done next week.
That'd be
I
cool.
Guess.
Yeah.
Or maybe
and
we can.
I guess in the meantime, we can just, like, yeah, you know, independently of each other, watch.
Yeah, we could watch and take our notes, and then get together and form figure it out.
Yep,
make sure we got all, because we, you know, we want to do it right.
Oh yeah,
I mean, we got to finish it right. We had all the details in the last four, so we got to go back and make
sure.
As soon
as we start, we'll get excited again.
Oh
too,
yeah.
It's just like, yes, I know it's coming to an end, and I have been purposely avoiding it, and it seems like. Just the consensus, or either there's one person who really hits a comment every time. Yeah, but
no,
I see it.
No, I've seen there's different people, and it's on every platform. I mean, the few comments I get these days, like on Facebook or Instagram,
I want to respond back. I am now. Why? Like, why are you dying for it to be over? I don't get it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, because that's it.
It's the kind of person that can't leave like three Oreos in the thing.
God damn. And with that, we'll stop insulting people. And
I'm a people observer.
No, I
love to figure out why people think certain things.
Exactly.
Like,
no,
we were trying to figure out.
It's a fair question.
My piece of shit car is not worth more than a painting.
Oh my God. Yeah, a piece of canvas with some shit thrown against it. And we're talking about contemporary.
Yeah.
Art. Yeah. Contemporary.
Like this?
Contemporary is a euphemism for no talent.
Yeah. I
really
it.
Believe in a lot of cases.
And what
I think
sucks is those artists, like, could do stuff that would, I think, be more appealing to the masses, but they intentionally.
Yeah.
In my mind, again, this could be a whole different podcast.
Yeah, it would
I
be.
Feel like they go, how weird can I be? That's just me. Don't beat me up. I just feel that way.
Yeah, like, I appreciate, like, you watching TikTok and people put the paint on the thing and spin it.
Me too.
That's cool design stuff. But they know it's the spinning that's doing it. They may put the color in the corners a certain way to get a certain effect. We're not talking about that. We're talking about, like, actual paintings with a fucking black line going down a white canvas, and all of a sudden it's worth $2 billion, $2 million or whatever, and they sell it in an auction when his car is a mechanical thing, in using your example.
Right, yeah.
With metal
example.
And you know, all these different components and time put into it, and, you know, fucking fluids and everything that's made it. And it's not.
When something gets on his eye, a little thing will come up and wipe its eye clear.
Exactly. I mean,
it's amazing.
Pretty advanced compared to a canvas.
When it gets dark outside, boom, it lets you see.
Exactly.
But But yeah, anyway, dude, you said actually, though, it has a lot to do with the name, and I do get that. We see that with everything in the world. If that artist is somewhat popular for whatever reason, that price goes.
Yeah, no, I get the, like I said, I get the, you know, the rare, anything rare, and, you know, the whatever. I thought it was cool when you brought up, I didn't have any idea, the second Mona Lisa.
I know.
We'll mention that later, but that was really cool, though.
Yes, yes. I'm glad you brought that up. I'm going to write a note.
Write your note there. There is a second Mona Lisa that we'll
we will one of these days. Drop that on you.
So anyway, thank you guys. Appreciate it. If you watch this on SoundCloud, Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, or Podbean, please leave us a rating on there if you don't mind. We'd really appreciate it. And subscribe to the damn YouTube channel. Just do it. Thank you.
Do it. No reason.
And we'll see you next week with Got Part 5, probably the finale. We'll see.
We'll see. And we'll how it goes. We might.
Yeah, we. I don't know. I mean,
something really cool in there.
I think we're probably one episode, but we'll see. We'll see what happens. But anyway, we'll let it fade to black.